you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
Reading from Genesis chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it, according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. It's the Prime Life Times in Review, and joining me in the studio is our editor-in-chief, Marianne Simpkins.
Hello.
And Rob Seidenberg, our copy editor.
Yo.
And so many other things.
Yeah.
Both of you wear a lot of caps and help with this radio ministry in a number of ways, but I began with that because we're going to have Rob read another story 2 weeks in a row.
I know. He got left out last month.
Yeah.
So we're getting caught up here. And you read one of my favorite scriptures. I think that's so beautiful. Every time I read it, I just see the trees and the plants and the green. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, it's God's
And God
word.
Made it.
Yeah, and it was good. When God made
it
was good. And we're living in perilous times where so much is bad or upsetting or confusing or... You know, we were praying before the morning program, and I do want to highlight a few of our staff members. Dee Chesser is recovering from COVID, so we want to continue to pray her up. She leads the children's choir, and many times you hear her jolly good voice sharing
you will again.
Some content in the coming days. She'll be back, but we're praying her up. And then Richard Berkey had a stroke last week and then returned to the hospital, I think, on Sunday because of his lack of energy and other things. So we're praying him up. He's a salesperson with the Prime Life Times.
A distributor.
Distributor, yeah. Delivered papers. He's kind of cut back on all that. He used to do about 60 or 70 different locations.
Yeah.
So Bob Dickey's kind of taken that over for him. But he's still actively involved in one of our senior saints. And we just want his recovery to go well and him to be back to full speed.
Remarkable guy.
Yeah,
he is.
So let's see, a lot going on. I'm still not ready to give an official. We're making some advances on possibly relocating soon here from Lincoln Square to a destination to be determined or announced.
It sounds like one of those destination, what do they call it, the hidden destination or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. People take trips. They don't know where they're going. You know?
So that's
an as yet undisclosed destination,
maybe
right?
Tomorrow.
You've got
I
us
hope
holding
by
our breath.
Friday. Well, it's so exciting and it's such an upgrade and an improvement and I think an ideal location, but we're still waiting for corporate to officially, you know, these lease agreements are like 32, 36 pages and their signage requirements and covenants and things that you have to keep. And so that all has to be read and worked through. And
that's such an old phrase I've heard so much in my life, waiting for corporate.
Yeah.
It's coming down from corporate.
Yeah, well, the three.
As if corporate were really up.
Okay.
But the
apologies
three,
to everybody that's corporate.
Yeah. The three key people are all on board, but corporate has to review everything and then put the specifics down on paper.
Do you
and
know
then
that everybody listening doesn't know what you're talking about? The last little two sentences.
Yeah.
Two or three people are involved in corporate, and nobody knows who's corporate, who's the two or three people. Who's
Well, hopefully I can say more soon. But yesterday, if you tuned in, I know that was a fun program for us, Marianne.
Oh, I know. I'm hungry.
We have our new intern, Vincent Race. I think he got a kick out of the program. I sent it to some of the staff at Parkland College that oversee his internship program. And I didn't hear yet whether his mom heard it or not. But
I bet people will start trucking on down to Manzella's.
Yeah.
Manzella's. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Manzella's Italian Patio, I think.
Perfect.
Yeah, Italian patio. Yeah.
Yep, Italian beef.
Yep.
Lasagna.
Yeah. It's good. Good stuff.
We got the whole menu memorized now. Go ahead.
So let's see. What else? Oh, just we're working on a couple other projects. I won't get into all those.
Oh, my goodness. This is like, kind of like, you know,
that's right.
A couple things and secrets.
Yeah. Oh, the prayer night on Monday night was
phenomenal, was wonderful.
Wow.
And that's what I was thinking, because we prayed before the program, and it just seems to hopefully, not a reoccurring theme, but more and more people are getting engaged, thinking about prayer.
Yes, they are.
And that's how revivals start. It's a groundswell of individuals
yes, it
that
is.
Are feeling a conviction and a hope and a desire and worshiping God, and then they want to testify and share their faith, and that brings about conviction to others. And
well,
it's the early signs or stages of a bigger revival, and I know people have been praying for years, and sometimes it takes years for the
yeah.
groundswell of prayer to be at whatever level that then brings about or ignites this revival. But
yeah,
there are people. I know Karen has prayed for a revival for a lot of years, as have
yeah,
you
I
and
have.
Others. And it seems like Christine Hendricks and
mm-hmm.
this new prayer revolution that's
yeah,
going on,
yeah.
500 books, I think. I saw only about 8 or 10 left.
Oh,
so
yeah.
those are in a lot of people's hands. And
well,
I'm,
Holly was handing some of them out.
Yeah, yeah. And now I'm rereading it. So I finished
yeah.
it last night. And so I'm rereading the book, which I am fascinated by. And I want to be a part of whatever God's doing.
Yeah.
And prayer is always a catalyst, because it begins with you. It's you and
yeah.
God. And then hopefully that may influence your family, your friendships, and then your church and the community. And
so many of the miracles in the Bible were preceded by prayer, and we forget that. We just look at the miracle like it's a one-time sudden thing, like Peter getting out of jail. The
mm-hmm.
church had been praying yeah. endlessly for him, and wow, what happened? An angel showed up, and the chains fell off, and we forget the prayer part, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here, I have to say this. My pastor is Randy Boltinghouse, Windsor Road. If you want to hear a great sermon on prayer, go to, I guess it's on YouTube, or maybe it's on the church website still.
Is this the one that you were saying I
yeah,
should have over
yeah.
the air sometime?
Yes.
Or was that another topic?
No,
that
well,
he
he's still
on?
Doing the series. It's on Nehemiah, but it happens after prayer is the name of the teaching.
Yeah, because I mentioned with you that if I had a need or, you know, a program
yeah.
fill-in, that could be a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it
so.
Would be. It's
okay.
it's a really good teaching on prayer,
yeah.
I thought, yeah.
And it lines up with potentially this eventual move that we'll make. I have a lot of ideas on prayer gatherings and prayer partners and people that would assist. And I just
That's
have a
wonderful.
Lot of thoughts. So if we can get
That's
the location
wonderful.
And get it all set, then I can start sharing some of these other ideas that I have.
That's very exciting,
so,
Mark.
Yeah.
Marianne,
and
don't
here...
you really like that Mark is emphasizing scripture memory, prayer, biblical content? Wow. I mean, I don't think we can go wrong with that,
yeah.
Mark.
No,
yeah.
no, that'll preach.
Well, Monday night at the prayer gathering, I met with a number of other people that were praying and participating in a part of the evening. And they were just saying, looking back over the last 20 or so years with this radio ministry, 26 with Great News Radio, some of the different things, the initiatives and things that we participated in. Even when that movie, The Passion of Christ, where we were volunteering and coordinating people to be
there
at the
guidebooks
theater.
And
oh, yeah. And there's just been a number of things that this ministry, thank
mm-hmm.
you, God, got to be involved in. And it just seems like, yeah, prayer is the next big thing that I just want to help coordinate or seek God's leading at.
Oh,
so
that's great.
I don't know how to say. But, yeah, it's kind of like the Bible verses, I want you to know by heart. You can't go wrong when you saturate your mind and heart with God's word.
Oh,
I mean,
you
it's
can't.
A no-brainer.
No.
And prayer, it's like an... And then what I love about the prayer revolution, when the disciples say to Jesus, teach us to pray, and I was sharing this with somebody Monday night, if Jesus says this is how you should pray, shouldn't we all, shouldn't
Absolutely.
Every single Christian know
yes.
exactly, if is this a manifesto? Is this a template? Is this a guide? I mean, if this is what Jesus said, know as you approach the Father to do it this
mm-hmm.
way, everyone should know that. And
yeah,
so,
I mean, there's so many instances of different types of prayer in the Bible, not just that one, but
yeah.
Jesus did say in response to their question, and I mean, through history, whole congregations, many,
mm-hmm.
many churches have said the Lord's Prayer,
yeah.
that prayer.
Yeah. And last Wednesday and then this past Monday, they walked it through again, you know, Our Father. Like
mm-hmm.
Dr. Webb would then
oh.
give about a little five-minute summary. And
mm-hmm.
then,
mm-hmm.
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then
mm-hmm.
somebody else would say, what does that mean? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And like, what does that mean? And on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this. And so they all, I think they had six or seven or eight different people that
wow.
took a part of that and shared and, if you will, divided it or disclosed their thoughts. And it just kind of hammers home the importance of, and just beginning with our Father.
Absolutely.
You know, that intimate, you know, tender, our. It's not just my Father, it's our Father,
yeah, and
who art in heaven. He's hallowed, he's awesome, he's almighty.
I have to say that that was a piece of Randy's teaching. I know I'm going back to that, but he talked about the hour, you know, and how even as corporate prayer, as Americans, we kind of get off on our individual, you know, selves. But even for repentance, our repentance, we are sorry.
Right.
It's a big, important thing.
Yeah.
And oh, Mark, here's something.
I and my people have sinned.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes,
prayer?
Yeah. Daniel. That was huge because Daniel didn't sin.
Not in that.
That sin, that particularly.
Thing, no.
But he owned it.
But I pray that way, too.
Yeah.
And
we
that other
to.
One, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. You know, that's another great. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many. Yeah. Like you said, Christ obviously modeled or helped the disciples understand this way to pray, but there's other different patterns emphasis and ways.
And Jesus owned
and
those,
methods.
Too, and prayed those ways, too. Yeah. But yeah. This, yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Okay.
We want to be a praying ministry. How about it, everyone? Are you going to join us?
Yes.
Amen.
I do. Oh, how in the world are we going to
transition
to one of my favorite subjects, which is Southern grits, but how are we ever going to do that? Okay.
Well, I did open up with Genesis with that God created the vegetation and seed-bearing plants and trees and such, so it can kind of maybe fit in.
Well, we are going to have the Prime Lifetimes in review, and I asked Rob if he would read his article. I love grits. Now, you can get them at the Cracker Barrel in Champaign. I'm sure you can get them some other places, but if you want phenomenal ones, and the Cracker Barrels are good, but if you want phenomenal ones, you got to head south. But anyway, okay.
Where you can't order breakfast without grits.
No, you can't.
Hold the grits, and they say, what does that mean? And they hold them and hand them to
my
hand.
They're already on the table,
that's
actually.
Right. Yeah.
When my kids, a few years back, as adults, went with me down south, they had been down there as children many times, but they had not realized this. We went to a restaurant for breakfast. Orange juice, free, was already on the table, as was toast, free, on the table, as was grits, on the table, free. And they're like, what's going on here? And we're like, well, now we order other
now
things.
Now we're in the South, right?
Now we're home.
Yep.
Okay, Rob, you're going to read your rural memories.
Yeah, rural memories, hominy and lye. But this is L-Y-E.
They don't go together.
On the farm, we made hominy. We soaked kernels of field corn overnight in a wash tub of lye water. Lewis lye, registered trademark, sodium hydroxide, was a common household product back then. It's dangerous to handle, being a very strong, highly alkaline base. If you had the time and inclination, you could make your own lye of uneven consistency. You poured heated rainwater through hardwood ashes, filtering the water through repeated layers of ash, sawdust, and straw, and dehydrating the resulting bile liquid by boiling, dangerous fumes, or outdoor evaporation, dangerous to curious birds.
Good stuff.
Yeah. What an article to start. If you're eating breakfast or on the way looking for a lighthearted like radio program, I don't know if this
We'll get there. Stick with us.
Yeah.
That's the warning part. Go ahead.
Our most common use of lye was to soften the water we used to wash clothes. Old-timers called that breaking the water. We also put a tiny bit of moistened lye paste on a cut Canada thistle or other noxious weed stem to kill the plant. Our second most common use of lye was to make lye soap. I know where there's a full box of the last bars my mom made. She would shave a little off a bar and drop it into the washing machine to wash clothes. We also kept a bar on a board out by the well for washing up in summertime. By the way, lye is still a major ingredient of a lot of hand soap, just in case you didn't know that.
I don't want that to be true.
It's pretty well diluted, Marianne, you're saying.
Okay.
Hominy fell to third place for our use of lye. Wearing long rubber gloves, much too big for young hands, we scrubbed corn kernels together vigorously after rinsing away the lye with copious amounts of well water. That released the hard outer cover, the pericarp, of the kernel. We separated out the well-rinsed, shell-hard pericarp. The chickens later picked them up and ran them through their digestive tracts. No wonder they ate pebbles to help grind their food.
This is definitely real memories.
By the way, Mark, you've heard the old song, Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care?
Yeah, yeah.
Why did they crack the corn?
To get hominy.
Well,
this is a quiz.
You cracked that
to bring harmony among the chickens.
I'm lost. Keep reading.
Well, you could crack the pericarp, and you can also take.
I keep thinking of polycarp.
You can crack the pericarp, Mark. Yeah. Something like that. Go ahead.
After further thorough rinsing in very warm water, we boil the softer heart of the kernel, producing hominy. Mexicans call it pozole, P-O-Z-O-L-E, and eat it only in soup, often with chopped lettuce dropped into the boiling concoction. We ate hominy as a vegetable at meals, but never in soup. String the soft kernels on a thread near a wood stove, furnace, or fireplace. It dries and stores well. You can grind that dried hominy to make hominy grits.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Nowadays,
we finally made our way somewhere.
Just plain grits, which this Yankee had never heard of until Army mess hall days. In the Carolinas, grits are a breakfast staple as they are at Cracker Barrel and Waffle House restaurants. They show up with breakfast without being ordered. Now lots of fancy Carolina seafood dishes are served on a bed of grits. You can make pemmican and other Native American trail foods, combining that dried hulled corn, well mashed or ground, with smashed, powdered venison jerky and ground up dried berries of any kind.
You've lost me there.
There are hundreds of recipes around, but I can't vouch for the authenticity. Interesting stuff, but Native Americans didn't eat pemmican as an everyday staple.
Now you know.
So historians and spokespeople tell me. They used it while traveling, likely the original trail mix.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. I like trail mix.
Hominy is now produced in big canning factories where the hazards of lye and the delight of eating something you fix from scratch are both missing. And by the way, a fan called me right away after he got his paper and said, hey, you left out making hominy with lime instead of lye. It takes a lot more lye than lime,
dear.
But it's safer. Well, if I were back on the farm with a crib full of corn, I might try this again. But the possibility of having a neighbor kid fall into an open vat of lye water and similar practical considerations have helped me refrain from the activity here in town. My best advice is, don't try this at home.
Oh, geez.
Copyright Cena Circle, Rob Seidenberg.
Don't try this at home or on the farm.
Okay, it also says email rob@primelifetimes.com. Okay, I've heard about the dangers of lye since I was a kid. The grown-ups, we used to have to use lye. We used to have to make soap out of lye. It was like a dangerous thing.
It was a dangerous thing, but once it was in the soap, it was perfectly safe because it's so incredibly well diluted, you know, so it's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a problem.
Okay, so Rob, you've got a poem right next to this on the other page, right under Gladys Otto Kuntz's My Sunbonnet Quilt. We've got September.
And don't miss her poem, by the way.
Yeah, it's great.
It is just awesome.
Okay, why don't you read your poem, too?
Okay. The poem is called Oh, September. Oh, September, where have you been? Your cooling breezes come again to soothe the overheated brow and thus console as you know how. Sweet remission of summer's heat, the greening of the winter wheat, first fruits of harvest golden grain, and gentle early autumn rain.
Okay,
Say that because today's the first day of fall.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. I'm not sure. One of these days is the first day of fall. It's been raining. And so it's that lovely autumn rain.
Yeah.
Just drizzling down into my garden.
And isn't this very early for so much of the corn to already being harvested?
I don't know. Well, Ruth, where are you?
I know sometimes there's snow out there.
Our proofreader, Ruth Esri, would know this answer. But Rob probably does too.
Well, in 2010, I walked across Illinois, the whole state, around the 40th parallel. And I thought, you know, gee, there'll be cornfields and all this. Well, I could hear the corn leaves, you know, the wind coming through the corn. It was really dry for that time of year. And by the time I got halfway across the state, we were 85-90% picked. So that was an early dry year. If it's a dry year and you can let it
and
stand
what month
a little longer.
That?
It was September. I walked the entire month of September.
It just seems like it's a very early harvest.
Yeah, to me it seems a little late, but
you just noticed it. You've been busy with the secretive move.
Yeah, so all these. I come out of the studio. And
that's right.
Like,
right.
New awakening.
The sun is out. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I think this is our last edition, Prime Lifetimes in Review of September. Is that correct?
No, we have the 29th. So
okay.
Now, the new edition might arrive on the 28th, but we still have unofficially another Wednesday in September.
Yeah, you can review a previous month, but you can't review ahead, can you?
No, we did it, once. We did once because of preview. Karen Gertz, yeah. Amber Glenn.
Yeah,
yeah. It started the first day of the month or something like that. Okay, I'm just going to read your poem again, okay? As a goodbye to September, since I may not get to you next week. Oh, September, where have you been? Your cooling breezes come again to soothe the overheated brow and thus console, as you know how. Sweet remission of summer's heat, the greening of the winter wheat, first fruits of harvest's golden grain, and gentle early autumn rain. And first fruits is coming up, I think. Isn't that the festival, the Jewish festival coming up? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is.
First fruits. Wow, very nice, Rob. I actually wanted it to go on. I wanted like
I know.
A couple more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote it about 10 times that long, Mark, but I had to make it smaller for the newspaper. So don't have much space. Yeah. More advertising, please.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could advertise in our prime life,
we can
you
have longer poems.
Yes, you can get a fuller poem.
That's actually probably true.
Yeah. Oh, the Prime Lifetimes in Review. Read all about it. You can read it online, but if you want a paper copy, you can pick it up in over 350 locations and always growing. We're looking for new locations to put our paper. Maybe I can get
it. Oh, new
into,
locations. That brings us back to how we started.
Yeah, and I'm thinking we can maybe get them into Manzella's Italian Patio in the coming days.
Oh, we're gonna,
hey,
we're going to be going there. There.
In fact, I'm working on them getting one
I need
of
to
our
go
Tootsie
meet
Pop
with him.
Displays.
Yeah. I need to go meet with him for lunch.
That's right. We need to go have lunch and talk about that, but that could be one of the future locations. And we did get some calls the other day when I announced if you wanted to be a spotter or if we're off the air, there's static or something. Someone in Villa Grove, someone in Macomb and other different places throughout the area. So we're going to continue to build that list. And
it's like a tornado spotter, you know?
Yeah, that's right. They have a very crucial strategic role
that's
that you would have.
So are these people up in the middle of the night?
Well, different times.
Whatever.
They're faithful listeners.
That's great.
And they can tell us
awesome.
If there's something wrong or something going on. So more to say about that. And if you missed that program, that was on Monday as an addition to Mark and Friends. It was a recap and some God sightings. And we had an intern yesterday. We had Vincent Race. And we're,
nice guy.
He's going to be working on Mondays and Wednesdays, so I'll see him pretty soon here.
Oh, okay.
Going to take him out to Springfield and show him the team and the operation out there.
Oh, cool.
So, all good. Thanks for your prayers. Thank you for lifting up Dee and Richard and other staff members as we try to work hard to serve the Lord and serve you through our radio broadcast and the Prime Lifetimes publication.
Thanks,
Rob,
for all you do.
Mary Ann. And thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.